Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
During those hot and humid summer days, you might be praising your air conditioner. If you've ever lived without it, you know how special this device can be. However, if you've plopped yourself down after being outside, you might notice within a couple of minutes that you actually need to go back outside to get some air. And it's not just in your home. It might be at the office or the grocery store or in your car that you feel that lightheaded, stuffy need to escape. Could your air conditioner be making you sick? My guest today is Dr. Eva Selhub. She's an expert in the fields of stress, resilience, mind-body medicine, and working with the natural environment to achieve maximum health and well-being. Welcome to the show, Dr. Selhub. So, you know, sometimes I turn the air conditioning on and I don't like the way it smells, especially in my car. Mm-hmm. I don't love it myself. How do you know if your air conditioning is actually contributing to feelings of nausea or, you know, dry skin, breathing problems? How do you know?
Well, one of the ways of knowing is just like you said, when I go into my car, I feel bad. And when I get out of my car, I feel better. So, you know, that's sort of, you know, a diagnosis right there that says, you know, when I do this, this is what happens. You know, that old joke, you know, doctor, when I do this, it hurts. And we say, well, don't do that. So that's one way of knowing. And the other one is actually having somebody take a look at your system, looking at the system of whether or not there's been condensation going on, which is then being, you know, shoved into your face or into your breathing canal because your windows are closed. And so that there isn't actually any air circulating in your car, in your home, or in the office because everything's shut and you're breathing in this air that's stale or air that's been condensed where bacteria or mold, which is really the bigger problem that has been sort of growing in there. And I mean, people need to remember that when there's a difference between a temperature outside and inside, for instance, that, you know, the condensation will move towards, you know, where it's cooler. Or, you know, that's sort of the osmotic effect of water moves. And if water will then stay in places where it can't move out of, and that's where stuff then grows. So if your systems aren't regularly checked and regularly cleaned, you could be breathing all that stuff in. And in the worst case, there's the condensation is a breeding ground for mold, and you could be breathing in that mold, which can cause all kinds of respiratory problems and headaches and fatigue and that sort of thing. And one of the telltale signs is that you feel better when you're not in that environment.
That's true. And people notice that we're losing you a little bit, Dr. Selhub. Your phone is cutting in and out just a little bit. So hopefully we'll keep you on for this segment. But, you know, so we've talked about some of the negative health consequences, breathing and not feeling well, a little nausea and such. So getting your system checked. What about summer? I mean, in the winter, I always have more energy. I feel fresher. It makes my blood go. And in the summer, even with air conditioning, it's like, ugh. So is that just the heat? Heat, humidity, then the air. Is that bad for us to go from those two extremes?
Well, I never, you know, use the word bad for us because, you know, everybody's different and what people are, you know, can tolerate is going to be different in every individual. But what we do know that, what's hardest for all of us is the humidity, and what air conditioners are supposed to do is actually be drying out that humidity so that, you know, you can breathe more easily and that you're not sort of, you know, I always say if it's damp on the outside, it's going to be damp on the inside, you know, inside of your body, and you're going to feel really sluggish and tired. And so the air conditioning is good for that in allowing that air to become, you know, a little bit less humid, a little bit less damp so that you can actually have more energy. Again, the problem is that there's this huge disparity between, you know, the temperature outside and the temperature inside. It's, you know, so much colder on the inside than it is on the outside that your body actually has to do much more work to regulate. But again, like I said, the bigger problem is that, you know, it's not even just the AC system that's holding in the moisture, it's the walls. You know, it's any area of the building. And this is how we can get, you know, what we call sick building system.
How do you know if you're in a sick building system? If you go in, you're working at an office, you know, there's any of those things. How do you know if you're in one of those?
Again, you know, because you don't feel good. You know, I used to work in a building where I would, every day when I left there, I mean, I would leave at the end of the day with, you know, neck pain and headaches and just absolute and complete fatigue. And then within, you know, half an hour, an hour of being outside of the building, I would feel better. You know, I thought
I didn't
like my job.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Wouldn't some people chalk that up to the stress of a job? You didn't like your job, or it's a stressful job. You're looking at a computer, or you're bent over,
yep.
You're with patients. So the building itself, the physical environment may
absolutely.
Or may not have had, you know, could have just been a stress-related thing.
But that's the point. It is a stress-related thing, but you have to understand what the meaning of stress is. Stress is any challenge on the system, and then the system can either handle it or not. And a stress that a system can handle is fine. A stress that a system can't handle puts a load on the body into such time that it breaks. So if you have the stress of the sick building and a stress of a job you don't like and a stress of a million patients or a stress of worrying about your kids at home, that's going to build up and you're more likely to get sick. So let's say you love your job and you have a sick building, you probably will have symptoms, but less symptoms. You know, it won't be as obvious. So it is really, it is about stress, but it's the notion that your building is probably adding to your stress load.
So how do you keep from getting sick? You're from an air conditioning system. I mean, sometimes it's 95 and humid, so you got to have it on.
Absolutely.
You've gotten the system checked, but, you know, I mean, do we keep it up a little higher so it's not quite so cold, so it doesn't have to work so hard, all that Freon and all that crap coming into your house? What do we do to keep it from being quite so sick?
Well, actually, yeah, that is one. You know, there have been a couple studies that show that, you know, the best, you know, temperature to have in even an office where people actually work better and have more energy and more motivated is around 76 degrees Fahrenheit. And most people keep it much lower than that. And that's not going to have as big of a difference between the outside temperature and the inside temperature. But the other thing is, you know, everybody says, you know, close your window or, you know, close the door so you don't let the air out, you're wasting energy. But actually keeping a window cracked open is actually going to be helpful because you're going to allow some actual fresh air to circulate and then the not so good stuff to go out. So something as simple as that can help you actually, you know, relieve some of that change in temperature and the moisture that builds up that causes those problems. And the other one is get your system checked. You know, have your, you know, air conditioners cleaned. You know, some people might need to have their walls checked for mold. You know, like I said, a lot of the problems may not be on the air conditioner itself. It could be the time, that over time that mold has now built up in your walls. So that's something you probably want to check.
Or carpeting could be carrying things.
Make sure it's clean. Make sure the filters are clean. Now, the filter itself is, you know, really just keeping big particles from getting to you, not the bacteria and mold. But it's still, you know, essential to make sure you change your filter every few months.
And even carpeting and such can hold things.
Absolutely.
And then you vacuum and it shoves all those things around in the air. Do you notice, we only have a minute and a half left here, do you notice more allergies or breathing problems with air conditioning versus
Absolutely.
Like in the winter?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And people think, you know, there's no pollen or there's no allergies in the air. Why am I still sick? And I do find that, you know, people are having hypersensitivity reactions to the inside air that isn't clean because all the doors are closed and all the windows are closed. And again, one way of overriding that isn't going to cost you any money is really just to, you know, open the window a crack, but even in your car to let some of that air in.
I think that's the most important message here is get some of that fresh air. Even if it's spring or summer in the allergy season, get some of that fresh air. It's better than closed up windows and air conditioner. As Dr. Selhub said, you know, get your system checked. Keep your filters clean. You know, get that fresh air whenever you can. And her book is Your Health Destiny, How to Unlock Your Natural Ability to Overcome Illness, Feel Better, and Live Longer by Dr. Eva Selhub. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. If you missed any of our great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Thanks so much for listening. I always love to have you here joining me. Stay well.